This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you today? It's getting pretty sunny out there.
Yes, good morning. Doing pretty well here. Sun is coming up. We have a little bit of cloud cover, so we could use some of that sun to burn this off here, I guess. Light breeze today. No complaints. No complaints. Heading to work. So yesterday was PJ's retirement day. Excuse me. I definitely did not make the list of people for his luncheon. There's just so many people that he would have wanted to invite, and but I did get a chance to talk to him yesterday, and he's got everything all lined up. He spends a lot of time out at Cuba Lake, and I think he's ready. How's your evening? How's your day going?
Yesterday was a good day. Got a few things done. Last night I was able to just kind of relax a little bit, which is unusual, because normally, like when I was working, it would be, I got to get this done, because I got to go to work. But I've been able to get those things done during the day. PJ's last day. It's kind of hard to believe.
Well, I guess it's no surprising, at least for the past year or so, every time you talk to him, he'd be hinting to it. It's coming soon. I've been here so long, it's coming soon. And there's just more and more people that have been there for quite some time. Oh, I think it's Lubica. Lubica might be the next one. I want to say she put in her notice yesterday from GEP over there. Actually, she's probably cables, right?
Yeah, she worked in cables. I knew she was getting up there in age, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, if people keep doing it periodically, it's going to have me thinking about it. I've got like a minimum 12 years, so I have to keep putting that out of my mind. Forget about it. I definitely don't want to get into it any other way, like via a disability situation. That wouldn't be ideal. No, I want to be able to enjoy it to some extent. Yep. So last night, excuse me, an old acquaintance of mine was supposed to stop in and drop off a amplifier, a radio amplifier, actually a CB radio amplifier, and to have repaired by Larry on his own time. He does it for fun. And we were supposed to actually connect last Friday, but something, there was a conflict with our schedules. And then last night, he was supposed to show up, and I called him and asked him if he's still coming, and I got nothing. Okay. A few minutes later, he calls and said that, he was going to bring the amp over, but it's in his girlfriend's car, and his girlfriend went to the hospital because her sister's there. Her significant other administered the wrong medication. So I don't know what that's all about, but needless to say, he didn't have it in his possession, so we're rescheduling for Wednesday. All the silliness just to get a piece of equipment to Larry to assess it to see what it would cost to repair. Interesting. Anyway, I don't know if Ross is in there. Might be a little early. I don't think he connects in with Echolink. I think he waits until his RF link is pretty good, but I'll give him a chance just to say. This is K2PCB. Yeah, I guess he's not in there yet. No worries. What was I going to talk about? Yeah, I'll turn it back to you, Brad.
Yeah, the other day you mentioned something about Linux on a computer. As we get closer to fall or into fall, I have an old computer that needs a new hard drive, and I'm thinking loading it with Linux, but I'm wondering how that would work with some of the ham software, and I don't know if you know anything about that.
Yeah, there is a vast repository of amateur radio applications, both Windows-based and Linux-based. That's 100% true. There's popular ones on both sides. Most of my experience was with the Windows ones, but I know they do exist. And in fact, you can do searches for them, and there's a ton there. I guess it really depends what you are looking to do. I'm curious. So, what are you researching, and what type of I'm assuming digital modes have piqued your interest.
Yeah, the digital mode is kind of piqued my interest. Being able to do that sounds pretty cool, especially once I get my general license. But it was just, I know that you're involved with the computer, and almost every picture I see with people at their ham, you know, their ham shack, they've got a computer, and they're looking at something on their computer that's related to the ham radio, and I'm thinking, well, I've got this computer, it needs a new hard drive, and well, maybe that's a way to go, especially that I've got time to tinker.
Okay. Let's say for me, when I am, you know, on the air, I'm pretty much only using the PC to look up call signs, read people's QRZ bios, see what kind of equipment they're using, and other interests. When people, and you can do that at any band, since you have their call sign, you can look that up. And some of the software I use, especially for DMR, you can just click on their call sign when it's on the displayed on the screen, and it launches that page, and you get all that information, which is cool. So you can sometimes know who you're talking to and what the name is before they even start talking. But there's a lot of other apps out there that assist you with monitoring propagation, best time today, you know, for what bands, how things are working that day. Those are pretty popular. Sometimes you'll see people with big screens in the background, and you'll see their waterfall, you know, the spectrum across the screen there. And that could be one of two things. One, it's an SDR radio, and it's, you know, maybe fully PC controlled. There are some HF radios that don't even have a, you know, front panel interface. And there's some that are just an extension of that display. So it's a duplication of the display on the radio, really big. And then there's those guys that get into the digital mode. So I'm going to drop this out. And the digital modes, those are basically just using your radio as a TNC or a packet device-like operation. Because you're not really hooking up a TNC, or it's built into the radio these days, but it's just converting a digital output that gets transmitted in analog, and then it receives it back. And there's a lot of that, too. There's a handful of different modes. FT8 is one of the really popular ones these days. And a lot of the people are doing unassisted QSO. So they're setting up their computer to, oh, I just saw that guy go by. He's going down Sheldon. That's got this rigid dipole on top of his vehicle. There's a post off the top center of his car, and then the antenna goes front and back. Anyway, unassisted. So they'll leave the house and come back, and their PC has made so many contacts. It's neat. Once you do it a couple times, I don't know. The excitement for me sort of faded. The radios that I'll bring out for field day can do that. They have that capability. And I've been very long-winded, so I'll drop it for a second. Or no, I'll pass it back to you. K2PCB.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... wow. I guess I didn't realize how much it could be involved. But, you know, I think it's just something that it grows with the hobby. And like I said, I just got this computer that I thought, you know, it's just sitting here doing nothing, and I thought maybe putting it to good use. This is KE2GEQ.
So some of the other stuff you can get into, slow scan television. You could even do that with slow scan television, you're really going to pick up on HF. So if you have an HF receiver and or a web SDR feed playing, you can take that audio and using, unless you're going to use two machines or a virtual, what do they call it, the virtual audio card, virtual sound card or whatever it is, basically it's going to take the audio from one app and pump it into another. So it would take it from your browser, pump it into a ham radio decoding, slow scan television decoder, which will decode a lot of other things. But you can see pictures come in. People send their QSL cards and silly things, and they'll share those on HF. You can download, live streaming weather facts. And you could do that today. You could do that with the equipment that you have there at home, either through the radio or through the internet.
I've been reviewing some research on the FT8 and some of the other software. Just dipping my toes in. I haven't jumped in yet. Still doing some searching here and there to see what next rig I want to get, and to get away from the handheld. But right now, the handheld seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think if everything works out well for field day and the weather's not too bad, or either way, if we get you on the air a little bit, give you a taste of what HF is like. The only thing different about that day is people will be making very, very, very short QSOs, exchanges, and we can roll to some other bands where people are getting long, I shouldn't say long-winded, but they're rag-chewing, they're casual conversations, because not everybody is on there to see how many contacts they can make for field day. They're just going about their normal everyday routine. So we can give you a taste of what that's like, and I think you'll like that. Yeah, today's going to be another long day for me. I have a dentist appointment after work today, so I'll probably end up, obviously working a full day. Take my time, work my way over there. It'll be a relatively long one, not too late. But might even, we'll see. I was suggesting to Lynn maybe we just grab Mighty Taco or something. Bring something home today, something simple, or grab some tacos from the, local pizzeria or something. We'll see what happens. Well, I've got 6:42, and so I'm getting close. This is K2PCB. Give it one more chance for Ross.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Travis. I'm just actually getting on the road now. I'm running way behind today. I'm pretty tired. We had a barn fire last night over in Marilla, so had quite the night. So Yeah, okay, whoops today. I have a feeling we'll have to take a nap in the truck on lunch break.
Well, that's not good, barn fire over Marilla. I didn't listen to the calls from last night, so I missed that one, but yeah, hopefully everyone is okay. All right, I've got 6:43, so I'm probably going to make this my final. I'll turn it over to you guys to continue on. I'll take a look here to see if I don't see Mark in here, so I'm safe to disconnect without disconnecting him. And good morning to both of you. And if I find some toothpicks for us, I'll send them over your way for your eyelids. And have yourself a wonderful day there, Brad. This is K2PCB. I'm Cliff.
Thanks, Travis. You have a great day yourself. Good luck with your dentist. And enjoy the day. This is KE2GDQ.
Good morning, Brad. How have you been? I don't know if you heard. I know PJ's retirement was yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go to his party, but I did get a chance to give him a send-off before he left. I'm sure Travis will try to talk to you about it.
Yeah, if you were talking about PJ's last day, we did talk a little bit about that. Still getting a little bit of flutter from you, so I know that you'll be picking you up pretty close here.
Yeah, it was nice to see you. I know he was probably emotional deep inside, but he did hold, managed to keep it all in. I know he's pretty emotional the last time about it when he was thinking about leaving. He just likes that company so much. I know he's a lot of years he's got going on there. But good for him. Hopefully he will follow your suit and pick up a hobby or something. I don't know. Never talked to him much about hobbies or anything. So, hopefully he finds, I know he actually likes to fish. I take that back. I know he's got a boat and everything, so maybe he'll do some more fishing as the weather gets nicer and hopefully the lake's not too choppy for him.
Yeah, I think having a hobby or two or three or eight is really good when you retire. It gives you something to do, spend more time with. Travis and I were talking about some DMR and software, SDR this morning. I've got an old computer that I might be able to put to use for that, and some of the other stuff that I tinker with. It gives me something to do every day.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of different modes you can do. I know Travis is big into DMR right now. He's doing, he's got like a little hotspot. You can get, and I think he did get a radio too that does DMR. That's all digital. I'm going to let him get his all set up and let us see how it works. I don't particularly care for the audio that DMR produces. It's more of a robotic sound. But, I mean, there's settings and stuff you can tinker around with. And I will admit, some of them do sound good. I guess it depends your equipment and I guess your settings. I guess there's a few things you can tweak. But I'm not 100% sold on it yet. I just don't like the way it sounds. It's just the difference between a analog signal versus a digital one. To me, it's like night and day just about. I think the analog is much clearer, obviously. It sounds more like your voice versus sounding like a robot.
Oh, absolutely. When cell phones first came out, I had a Motorola StarTAC, which was analog, and some other people had the digital, and you could definitely tell the difference. Obviously, that was almost 30 years ago. I know what you mean by the analog signal. It sounds so much clearer.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me telling Travis, I was at a house fire last, or not house fire, barn fire last night. That was pretty late for me in that one, so I can't, I'm going to be pretty whipped today. I even was leaving, and I got halfway down my street, and I looked to see all the garbage cans. I'm like, oh, I forgot to put my garbage out. I had to turn around and go back and get my garbage out before I left for work.
No, I understand that. I've had those late nights where Karen and I babysat the kids and didn't get home till late and had to get up or go to work the next day. It's not a fire. That's a totally different adrenaline rush for sure, and that can make it hard to go to sleep. So, yeah, it'll make for a long day today.
Yeah, it wasn't, I feel bad for the farmer. It was a loss. Barns are usually, they're hard to fight. Obviously, they got so much fuel in them. There's hay in them. This one had hay in it. It's just, it depends what they got. Good thing, luckily, no livestock was in there, so that was good. He didn't lose any animals. He managed to get all those out, I think. But by the time we got there, it was on Eastwood and Marilla. I don't know if you know where that is, but by the time we got there, it was already pretty much on the ground burning. We just, at that point, total loss. We usually let them put it out and, they'll have to start over. Hopefully, he had everything insured that was in there. I think he had a few tractors and stuff in there. So hopefully he have insurance on those. He can get all the bar replaced and his equipment. So I don't like to see farmers, lose stuff like lose stuff that they make, a lot of food for people, I kind of pretty dumb if we didn't have the farmers, I will be hunting for our own food and planting our own crops.
You are so right, Ross. You are so right. And people don't realize that without farmers, we wouldn't be able to survive as a society. And there's a lot of people that wouldn't be able to. They know nothing about, and me included, really know nothing about growing food. Hunting I could probably pick up, but it'd be a totally different world without farmers. This is KE2, GDQ.
KE2PT. Yep, I could probably do the farming thing. My dad did it for years. It was more of that was his type of hobby. He's got his tractor. He doesn't use it anymore, but I do have access to a tractor and do have the land for it. So I could get a little bit of farming going, but if I really had to. And I could also hunt, too. It would be a learning curve for me for hunting, but, if I had to, obviously I wouldn't be working anymore. I would just be hunting and playing crops just to survive. It'd definitely be hard times. It would be all the easy luxuries of what we have today.
Yeah, you're right. And then, not only do you have to raise your food, but then, and hunt your meat, you've got to preserve it because you've got to, once you get it, you got to hold on to it for as long as you can. Whole realm of doing stuff.
Yeah, we are 100%. So I am just about to work. I'm just pulling in now. So I will probably make this my go around with you and then I'll try to get my day started.
All right, Ross. Then I'll make this my final, and hopefully you make it through the day without falling asleep, and then you can get home and get fed early tonight. This is KE2 GDQ. Have a great day.
Oh yeah, I wish I could go home and go to bed right away, but my daughter's got soccer practice tonight, so gotta do the parent thing after I get home. So. All right, Brad, I will sign with you. KD2GDQ, this is KT2PT. Well, 73's Brad, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have some more rest.